News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
I'm joined by Francis Fitzgerald, former Thornister advisor to the G7, to bring us up to speed on some of the stories that you may not have seen and to give some analysis on some of those that you have. We start with your former government colleague, Micheál Martin, who is warning off leadership rivals as Fianna Fáil faces tough by-elections this week. He's saying, back off, lads. Don't do to me what you did to the UK.
Yes, he did talk about the UK, and I think everyone would agree with him in that. Avoid what has happened in the UK, where they're in the cusp of seven prime ministers in a decade.
We're a long way from that.
We are a long, long way from that. But I thought he's kind of pushing back was actually quite gentle. He said, you know, politicians should stop just thinking about themselves and positioning. He also said that he is going to do the right thing by the party, which I thought was an interesting comment from him. In other words, I'm not necessarily going to hang around here forever. But then you have people like, you know, Willie O'Dea, who are sort of saying people will ask hard questions if the by-elections don't work out for us. I find it very amusing with the by-elections in the sense everybody says they don't really expect government parties to win, or that may or may not be the case. But on the other hand, if they do badly, then, of course, it's used as a sort of an attack. John Drennan has a funny article in the Mail, actually. Well, funny, acerbic, I suppose. Who do I call if I want Fianna Fáil? It's still Micheál for now, only just. A bit like, you know, Henry Kissinger. If I want to call Europe, who do I call?
Now, the thing seems to be, though, a significant shift in political culture, because there was a time when the men in the grey suits were only ever 3 feet outside the door waiting for their shot. It's gone very quiet and stable.
Well, you see, it's to do as well as they analyse in another newspaper. They sort of analyse why are those who want to take over, that they don't have the courage. They talk about them not having the courage. But the truth, of course, is that the timing right now is, you know, with so much going on the global stage, the presidency coming up in Ireland from the 1st of July, presidency of the EU. Nobody really thinks it's a good idea to change leader right now, but it doesn't stop. And there's a lot of factions in Fianna Fáil, according to every analysis in the newspapers. So there isn't a clear front runner. There's three or four factions. And that's going to become more and more obvious, I think, particularly after the presidency.
Across the weekend, one of the big stories that ran and ran was the RTE pay and the various levels of transparency around it. More figures are now out thanks to FOI requests, and they reveal, among other things, that more than 200 people in RTE are on over €100,000 a year.
Well, the figures are really startling. And here we have RTE in the headlines again for reasons they would not wish. Did they think that categorising Derek Mooney as a producer, and why he was categorised as a producer, I'm not sure, but he was. But he was earning as much as those celebrity presenters. And then, for what transparency reasons, RTE would say, they decided recently to say, actually, he's a presenter. And then he ends up being in the top 10, of course. But what the figures show is that it's not just the presenters. So we can't have a witch hunt against the presenters. It's the managers in RTE are now earning huge amounts, and there's no transparency around that. So they're equivalent to the presenters in many ways, a cohort of them.
Well, this is odd, because when the top 10 earner list was brought in, it related to presenters by coincidence, by virtue of the fact that they were the top earners. Now, I think, what, 8 of the top 10 would be in senior management, but RTE won't declare who they are.
That's right. RTE declined to give a detailed breakdown of the highest earners. So it's okay to give the breakdown if you're a presenter, but not if you're a manager. And I think with 750 million going to RTE, which is huge money, and people, you know, less and less paying the licence, I think questions are going to be asked. Now, I've listened to both Alan Kelly and Patrick O'Donovan's memorable interview this week, if it talks and quacks and all the rest of it. It's a duck, he's a presenter. I mean, he's a great turn of phrase. Yes, I think a lot of questions in the media committee this week. Alan Kelly said he's having RTE in. And so it continues.
It would appear that those eight executives are in a band between 225,000 and 350,000.
That's right.
Meanwhile, this may impact on them and all the rest of us. Meanwhile, the head of Microsoft AI says the white collar clock is ticking. If you have an office job, you're going to hang on to it for about another 18 months and then you're going to be replaced by Claude or Gemini or Grok or whoever.
Now, you would want to take note of who said this. It is the CEO, Suleiman, the CEO of Microsoft AI.
He does have a dog in the fight. He would say that. It has to be said.
Now,
yeah.
The other side is Microsoft let 15,000 people go last year, so it's huge. But, you know, they are talking about all of those basic law, legal, you know, administrative jobs that it's going to change. On the other hand, when some studies were done, the change hasn't been as dramatic as some of the predictions were saying. But there's no doubt there is a new model coming and it is going to be used. But I think the point to remember is, you know, intelligence, decision making, experience, all going to matter more and more, high-level decision-making. Well, but see, the question is, where do people get the experience?
I have been clinging to this theory as well, and I keep being challenged by people telling, I mean, it's only anecdotal, but I was talking to somebody the other day who was telling me a procurement story about bots interacting with each other on both the sale and purchasing side for large procurement. If you're able to do complex negotiations for procurement using AI, that would suggest you're able to do an awful lot of stuff that people used to get paid for.
I think you're all right for a while, Anton, but
it is coming.
It is coming. I think it's fantastic, actually. I'm one of these people who thinks the potential from AI, just even using ordinary ChatGPT, I think it's amazing what it can do. But the question is, are we going to prepare? Are we training people to use it? It will simplify a lot of routine tasks for people and for organisations. And that's a good thing.
I wonder, though, does the race into it put us in a position where we begin to rely on it long before it is accurate enough and truthful enough for us to be relying on it? Because some of the hallucinations are extraordinary.
They warn again and again, for example, in relation to medicine and health, be careful about the information that you're getting.
A tourist who dived into Rome's Trevi Fountain has prompted Italians to demand increased fines and greater security to protect the landmark. I thought leaping into the Trevi Fountain was sort of the done thing.
Well, it is. This guy went in, clothes, shoes, socks, everything on. Went in, swam across, I didn't think it was that deep, but he swam, according to the report, back and forth several times. Police warned him. He was fined 500 and the local Italian said he should be fined 5,000 then. That would stop them. But they aren't now charging you €2 to get near the fountain. And they are raising 1.5 million a year from this. They only brought it in, but they're getting a lot of money from it. And they get €3,000 a day from people throwing coins into the fountain. But anyway, this guy left his friends, dived in, fully clothed, and would not come out for quite a while.
What's in it? Francis, thank you very much. That is Francis Fitzgerald. Text to say, best way to avoid paying the car rental and risking problems with car rental is go on the boat and bring your own car with you. Airports and all associated with them are the worst of humanity. I'd say that might be challenging if you're planning your holidays in Australia.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.